I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Martin Scorsese's The Departed takes place within Boston's city limits, seems to have been made in a state of exaltation and holds you captive in a state of delight. This is the movie that Scorsese fans have been yearning to see for a very long time, and it's a crowd pleaser in the bargain. The plot involves a double game of cat and mouse, or cat and mole. The state police want to take down Frank Costello, who runs the city's most powerful mob out of South Boston. He's played by Jack Nicholson. They pick a rookie who grew up in Southie, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, and send him undercover to infiltrate Costello's organization. But Costello has a mole in the state police, another young trooper from Southie, played by Matt Damon. Both cops know one another, but neither knows the identity of the counterpart who may expose him. The basic idea was inspired by Infernal Affairs, a 2002 action thriller from Hong Kong, and already a classic of sorts, but The Departed is an instant classic of a different sort. The screenplay by William Monahan is simply sensational. Scenes play brilliantly. Feelings flow like molten lava. The dialogue overflows with edgy wit. The Departed is all about loyalty and friendship, but it's also about family, class, good and evil, savage violence, it's a Scorsese film, the passage of time, and a fragrant sense of place. The performances are phenomenal. Jack Nicholson plays Frank Costello, shrewd and lethally funny, but essentially straight without a trace of self-parody. Matt Damon and Leonardo DiCaprio have never had richer roles or been more strongly anchored in them. The flawless supporting cast includes Mark Wahlberg, Martin Sheen, Ray Winstone, Vera Farmiga, Alec Baldwin, and Anthony Anderson. And through it all, Martin Scorsese maintains a control that's all the more amazing for its lightness, playfulness, and invisible precision. The film hardly feels directed at all. When you find yourself in the presence of Her Majesty Elizabeth II, you must bow or curtsy before shaking her outstretched hand. When you're in the presence of Helen Mirren as the Queen in The Queen, you must marvel at her literal self-effacement, vanished as the vibrantly attractive, crisply energetic star of Prime Suspect. In her place as a prim septuagenarian peering out from behind big spectacles, coiffed to greet the 1940s in case they return, and marching around Buckingham Palace in sensible shoes with a peerlessly privileged stride. But then Mirren works her magic and finds the woman inside the monarch, just as the movie finds stirring drama inside the monarchy. This marvelously smart, funny, and entertaining film was directed by Stephen Frears from a script by Peter Morgan. It takes a single searing event, the death of Princess Di, and uses it to contrast the monarchy, stultified by tradition, with the thoroughly modern government of Tony Blair. He's played by Michael Sheen. Blair and his media savvy people get the significance of the event immediately. Diana was the people's princess, and the people want a state funeral. The royals resist. Diana was no longer one of them, so her death is not an affair of state. In fascinating detail, the Queen shows Tony Blair trying to save the monarchy from itself, and the Queen, hitherto imprisoned by her role, coming to realize that her seeming insensitivity is damaging the institution she has sworn to serve and protect. Last year, Helen Mirren played to deserved acclaim Elizabeth I on TV. Now she's a deeply affecting Elizabeth II. That's not quite a hat trick, but it's a crown trick, and she pulls it off magnificently. I'm Joe Morgenstern, The Wall Street Journal's film critic, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.